cattle futures crumbled on Thursday. Geography will help determine price impacts from potential beef cow liquidation due to drought, says Elliot Dennis, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 14th of May. Sharply lower grain futures were the main story Thursday, with corn futures closing 33 to 40 cents lower through July of 22, and then mostly 22 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 45 to 58 cents lower through Jan of 22, and then mostly 15 to 29 cents lower. It was improved weather conditions, including moisture forecast in the Corn Belt and the previous day's world agricultural supply and demand estimates that applied the heavy pressure. Even so, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents lower, from 2 cents to 87 cents lower, except for 70 cents higher in spot May. That had everything to do with live cattle futures plunging an average of $2.40 from $1.95 lower at the back to $3 lower in spot June. Besides the break in lean hog futures, likely explanations for the reversal include sluggish cattle slaughter due in part to pandemic safety measures, but also reports that labor availability is adding constraint. Achieving feedlot currentness becomes more challenged. Speaking of which, negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in Kansas, Nebraska, and the Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was mostly inactive on very light demand. So far this week, live prices are $1 higher in Kansas at $119 to $120 a hundredweight. They're 50 cents to $1 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $119 to $119.50, steady to $1 higher in Nebraska at $120, and unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at $118 to $120. Dress trade is steady to $1 higher in Nebraska at $1.91. Perhaps wholesale beef values are also showing signs of a seasonal top. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.70 higher Thursday afternoon at $316.78 a hundredweight, but select was $1.25 lower at $295.91. The average dress steer weight for the week ending May 1st was 891 pounds, which was 5 pounds lighter than the previous week and 2 pounds lighter than last year, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 824 pounds was a pound lighter than the previous week and 2 pounds lighter than the same week last year. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mainly steady to higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing 750 to 1,000 pounds sold $4 to $5 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where 3,208 head were on offer. Grass-suited steers weighing 500 to 750 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher and then steady to $2 lower at 500 to 750 pounds. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold $3 higher. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing more than 900 pounds. Unevenly steady undertones were noted for heifers weighing up to 850 pounds and then steady to $5 higher at 800 to 950 pounds. There were 3,167 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing 700 to 750 sold $6 to $7 lower, but steady to $1 higher at 800 to 850 pounds and at 900 to 1,000 pounds. Steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower. Heifers weighing less than 850 sold $2 to $7 higher, but $2 to $3 lower at heavier weights. There were 2,406 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $2 higher at Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 1,759 head. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold higher in a limited test. Finally, feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 sold $2 higher, with instances of up to $10 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. There are too few comparable sales to trend at other weights and classes, and there were 1,566 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices bounced back from the previous day's sell-off on Thursday, supported by new recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that those fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can resume pre-pandemic activities, including doing away with masks and social distancing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 433 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 49 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 93 points. If drought forces partial cowherd liquidation, as it appears to be doing, geography will play a role in the price impact, says Elliot Dennis, Extension Livestock Economist at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. That's in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. He points out drought impacts are currently most severe in the mountain region and parts of the Northern Plains. Using data from USDA's Economic Research Service, Dennis says average grazed pasture acres per beef cow is 55.6 acres in the mountain region, 19.2 acres in the Southern Plains, 16.5 acres in the Pacific region, and 13.8 acres in the Northern Plains. Those are the nation's lowest stocking rates, and that's where the most beef cows exist. According to Dennis, areas with lower stocking rates are likely at more risk to adverse weather conditions since they rely upon either seasonal or harvested feed resources to sustain a beef cow herd. Further, he says, in the absence of seasonal forage, there aren't large amounts of crop residues or protein concentrates from ethanol plants to supplement the lack of forage. If producers in the mountain and Pacific regions are forced to liquidate some cattle, then Dennis explains, feedlots in the Northern Plains and Southern Plains will likely be able to buy feeder cattle cheaper in those regions, decreasing demand for calves in the Southeast and Appalachia regions. On the other hand, Dennis says cull cow prices are more likely to decrease in the Mountain and Northern Plains regions because those prices are generally assumed to be regional. A drought scenario combined with elevated corn and soybean prices is a worst-case scenario, Dennis says. With elevated feed costs, he explains feedlots would have further incentive to delay feeder cattle placements, especially lighter feeder cattle, since the cost of gain would be too high. That would put further downward pressure on feeder cattle prices already challenged by more coming to the feedlot sooner. He adds that risk management, in the form of USDA RMA livestock risk protection or CME futures and options, can help mitigate some of the potential downward price movements and likely merit a closer look by producers this production year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 14th of May. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.